Hey, honey, want to try something different this weekend?
Ooh, what do you have in mind?
Have you ever role-played before?
You mean like whips and all that other scary stuff?
Oh, no. I'm talking about rolling some dice and playing some Dungeons & Dragons. Or even trying something like a cool new board game or a collectible card game like Magic the Gathering.
Oh, that sounds way better than the other thing.
NobleKnight.com is your one-stop shop for all things role-playing, board, wargaming, and collectible card games. Noble Knight Games is committed to providing you with the best possible selection of new and used products with a selection of over 100,000. Everything on the site is in stock and ready to ship to you worldwide. Discounts are available, and you can expect reasonable prices for rare items. You can even sell or trade your stuff to them. NobleKnight.com, where out of print is available again.
So I can be the elf this time, right?
Oh, honey.
Throughout the ages, there have been heroes and warriors who have embarked on quests to save faraway lands and free the people from would-be conquerors. With dice and not a lot of common sense in various role-playing games. Today, our legends come from the halls of This Week in Geek. An unlikely group of nerdy adventurers armed with some pretty stupid ideas and a horseshoe up their butts come together to save the day in These Warriors Are Terrible. Seriously, these are the guys we're going to go with?
Hey there, geeks, geekettes, and cousinettes. Welcome to These Warriors Are Terrible. Tonight, we're going to be jumping into a franchise that you probably all know and love. But before we get into that, before I introduce all the players that are gathered here today, we have to make a special announcement for These Warriors Are Terrible. This will be the last campaign that'll be on This Week in Geek. Yes, I know it's sad to say, but no, this just means we're moving into bigger and better things. If you go to thetw.ca, you can be able to subscribe to our brand new feed over there, and you'll be able to listen to, if you want to keep listening to These Warriors Are Terrible, you can be able to listen over there. It's thetw.ca. And also, as always, these episodes are sponsored by offworlddesign.com and nobleknight.com. I'm going to go there, and I'm certain we're going to talk about that at a later time. But
we sold out. It's good.
It's not. No. We didn't sell out. We can't make an announcement yet, but don't worry. Good things are on the horizon. We just want to be able to make sure that if you're interested in listening to These Warriors Are Terrible, you can be able to listen to it on its own feed, brand new feed, dtw.ca. It's basically points you to a feed burner feed, and you can subscribe from there. Mm. All right. So now let's get into it. Let's introduce our players. But first off, I want to be able to bring in our GM for this evening. Say who you are.
Welcome back to These Warriors Are Terrible. Tonight, our heroes are going finally to the place I have always wanted to go, Transformers. I am, of course, Big Mike, your resident game master, at least that's what the website calls me. And around us are
Mike the Birdman Dodd. And do you want me to say who I'm playing tonight?
Or? Yeah, sure.
I am known as Rampage, a former mercenary gladiator, and I turn into a black and red Abrams-inspired Cybertronian tank. I look fucking awesome.
And I am Julian Transform and Rollout Spillane, and I'm playing Wildshot, the dexterous sniper with a stealthy
heart of gold.
My name is Connell Macbeth, a.k.a. Dr. Holocaust. Today, I will be playing a large transport truck, more or less. Like a... what do you call those trucks with big open backs?
You don't have an open back, though.
No, it's not an open back?
No.
I just have one question.
One of the big open back bucket trucks.
No. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, moving
mustache,
on.
Mustache. He has a mustache.
Who does it?
His name is Loader, and he's a demolitions expert.
And I am Steve Snowball Sailor, of course, and I am playing the character Quicksilver. Basically, think of me as the Speedy Gonzalez of the group. Andale! I'm going to be...
Bowler!
do we want to do this around the table? Because I could go...
I'm a racist. I'm a racist fuck. I'm basically a motorcycle. That's when I transform. So I get to speed people out of situations.
And not one person picked to be a dildo.
Yeah, that was progressive. I was so happy. You'd have died.
That was your first choice, wasn't it?
His first choice was an action mask that I started yelling at about 20 minutes.
Unbulbous Maximus.
Oh my god.
And the Cuntagon.
Shut up! Shut up! Not tonight. Not this. Not Transformers. Not my child.
This Transformers.
It's too sacred.
Not this. Never this. before. It is 9 million years before human history on the distant planet Cybertron. Oh, controlled by the Quintessons, the race of Transformers has been subjugated and forced into two castes, Builders and Warriors. However, deep within the city's structure lies the new faction known as the Autobots. Hidden in secrecy, they plan to retake their homeland, led by Sentinel Prime. And we start, of course, in one of the factory areas. Each of you have been given a mission. You're all, of course, Autobots. You've all been led by Sentinel Maximus, and you've all been doing missions undercover. Now, you've all been given...
Sentinel Maximus mission? Sentinel Prime.
Sentinel Prime.
Yeah. God. Sentinel Prime is the first Prime, wasn't he?
No, he's not the first Prime. Prima is the first Prime.
Prima Prime?
Prima Prime.
Just Prima.
Have a good drink.
He kind of does, doesn't it?
Stop that, you!
Can I have like a great whiskey. Prima Prime?
Can I be Prima Prime? Anyway, Sentinel Prime has been controlling the Autobots through various secret messages and hints like that. You all have the Autobot insignia on you. It basically means you are all autonomous robotic organisms who do not obey the Quintessons, but it's all hidden. You all have the ability to hide it on your person. It hasn't become a symbol of a faction. It's a symbol of a resistance movement.
So sorry, how long ago is this, like, before Optimus Prime?
To say how long before this Optimus Prime, because I said it's 9.5 million years before the series starts.
Okay. And we also don't know about Prime. He's Orion Pax right now. If he exists.
Yeah. Now, okay. I said hardcore fans know exactly when I dated it, because I said the years.
Okay. All right. I'm just...
Can my Autobot symbol be on my crotch?
I will punch him in the face, man.
It is the year 2005.
Where to go? I have Omega Supreme running around, man. You do not want to play with that game with me tonight.
You know, well, is this the Michael Bay version? Because he's the
Earth
have robot balls.
No, he does not.
I was actually super disappointed when 2005 rolled around and Transformers weren't a thing when I was a kid. Because the movie that comes out in the 80s, like the Transformers movie with Unicron and all that stuff, The Death of Optimus Prime,
yeah,
dates itself at the beginning. It's like in the year 2005, and then it continues from there. I was like, wait, what? Oh, holy shit! Like, where are my Transformers?
Why are Autobots not a thing everywhere?
Yeah, why aren't Autobots everywhere?
Well, we just don't know because they are robots in disguise.
No, by 2005, they'd come out completely, and everyone knew who they were.
Oh, damn it!
Human civilization had been changed, but that's.
Besides the point.
And Autobot City was on Earth.
We are in the G1 continuity, although I have bastardized a few things. You'll see what. But right now, yeah, you have all been given instructions to go to a specific factory district. You were each told you were going to meet up with other people, with other Autobots. You all know how to identify yourselves to each other by revealing your shields.
Oh, I was going to say, do we have like a secret handshake or something?
No, it's just because the Autobot logo now, like the old 1980s toys, you just press... the hidden spot on your armor, if it's on your shoulder or on your chest plate, on your crotch. Dodd, I swear to God,
I will do it. It's on his crotch and it's on his mustache.
The streets are covered in alicons. The streets are covered in alicons and sharktacons. I will go to war over this so bad, it's not funny.
Yeah, all Loader has to do is just tweak the side of his mustache and it shows up on his nose.
Hate you.
He's like Rudolph, which is like. No, I'm kidding.
I hope so.
All right, I'm gonna add a little bit of history to this.
Yeah, sure.
Because it sounds as if they basically, like, the Autobots are kind of like the early Christians, and they had to use the fish symbol in order to be able to say who you were.
Yes, but it's not a religious thing.
No, I know. I'm just trying to provide. I'm trying to think of my own context here. Yeah. Just no religious. Yeah.
Okay. Mine'll be on my back plate, but that's fine. My ass.
Yeah. Actually, but no, still, I'm going to be clever.
It's like a cutie mark for My Little Pony.
I am going to be clever, and I'm going to put the Autobot mark on the shield, so it's only visible when he's in robot form, because it'll be on the bottom
of the... It's not visible unless you press it.
Oh, no,
it's
but I mean,
kind of like that heat rub shit.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying
just
to say.
Just in case somebody else
like
attempts to find
toy.
It, and I'm in a robot, you know.
And Julian, I think, would like to talk.
No, I was saying that this table talk.
Now, can we... Do if we transform it in the robot mode, are we since I'm a tank, would that be a little bit suspicious?
You're a Kaon warrior. You have you've earned rights to walk around the major city district because you're not in the gladiator pits right now. Mm-hmm. If someone could stop and ask you, but right now we are starting with all of you meeting up at this location.
Okay.
You're all arriving in one of the more desolate factory districts that doesn't have a lot of observation. Because, yeah, the Quintessons basically use the alicons to patrol the streets. They're basically alligator hybrid transformers.
Those freaking things. Wait. So I know. No, guys. I know how to solve this problem.
You don't have a problem yet.
Okay. When we have a problem, look
yo,
to me for
yo,
a solution.
I'll solve it?
I have a solution. I used to be an Energon transporter, so I know...
You haven't met these guys yet.
I know what the solution
is. Oh, yeah, but say we've never met.
Right? We haven't met yet. Okay, so sorry.
You know of each other? You know there are other Autobots. You don't know if each other's an Autobot. You might have met each other before. That's your decision.
So the guys that change into alligators, those are guys that are wandering the streets.
Yeah.
And then there's the Sharkacons from that prison in the movie.
Control the cities.
Those guys are controlling the cities.
Okay. So I'm gonna walk up to these guys, and I'm going to kind of not tap the symbol on my arm.
Well,
just kind of
just
like...
describe how you arrive at this location.
I'm going to transform as a from my tank into robot mode and just be very... I know that I'm there, that very big kind of presence. Walking down the alley, like I've got nothing to hide, nothing to prove.
Okay.
Yeah, I roll up in vehicle mode, on stealth, and apparate, and transform back into a robot.
You can turn invisible?
Yeah, you can.
Like Mirage.
Yep. Now, here's a question. Yeah. What kind of truck am I, then?
You're basically a heavy truck, but you've got a lid on you.
Lug or bulkhead?
Is it like a cube van or?
Yeah, it's like
the 18 van.
So it's like
it's a heavy truck. Like imagine
like an 18 wheeler,
a compressed 18 wheeler basically, but Cybertronian. Okay. So it's all
like fancy. So it's like it's almost prime size in terms of like
not that size, but like
was
half,
an 18.
You have
like,
half the cab size,
but half the cab size in the back.
Well, half the trailer size. Yeah,
the half the trailer size. Okay, and it's all one unit then, like it doesn't attach. That's pretty fucking slick. Mm-hmm. Okay, I thought it was just like a large like bucket loader.
It's basically like a large moving truck.
Well, yeah, because if the top's exposed, people are going to see if you pull people in there.
Folks in the back. Yeah, no.
It's like, it looks like
I actually have a small amount of size increase.
Yeah, that only happens when you go from truck to robot.
Yeah, when loader rolls into the alleyway, probably not fitting super well. On his way in, makes his way up to the people and transforms into a robot. Stands quietly.
I come like you guys can. Not necessarily, like I'm not stealth, but you guys can see me coming from like miles away. But I'm coming really fast.
So we hear him coming.
You hear him coming. You see this very fast. You're a bit more designed like a motorcycle. If I'm not
mistaken. Exactly. Yeah.
And yeah, Steve.
So I'm kind of I do some like sort of. Spin move as I skid into the warehouse and I transform into
power cords are in the background.
Exactly.
Are you ready?
Now, yeah, you all arrive. Talk amongst yourselves. How do you?
I'm gonna like not tap the symbol on my arm, but I'm just gonna kind of as if I don't want to give away that just in case because I don't know these people. I don't know if they are spies or whatever.
Sort of like he's reaching for anything.
Yeah,
right?
A gunman reaching for their gun. They just
kind of like that, but I'm just saying like I'm hovering because it's sort of like the little symbol of like I'm going to tap for the logo and you better not fuck with me.
Yeah.
So and then I tap and I show you
the
audience.
You all know the popular place for the Autobot logo is on the arm. It's a common.
It's the deep. Yeah, it's like I'm like just saying I'm friendly enough that I'm tapping my arm.
Yeah.
To reveal the Autobots.
Yeah, and in response, I tap my chest plate. Symbol goes.
You all tap your logos.
Tap it on the arm.
Yeah. I'll tap my side. That's where it is on me.
Yeah.
Cool.
Talk amongst yourselves.
I'm gonna stand there very imposingly, be like, "Well, I presume we all know why we're here. Just make one thing clear: I work for you, but I am not with you."
Fair enough. And leaning up against the side of the alleyway there, we're supposedly waiting on something, are we not?
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Like, so all of us are on mission, I'm going to presume?
Hell yeah, yeah.
I'm going to address
me as
Rampage.
Yeah. I just want to get this, just get this over with. I'm impatient. I need to get out of here. Come on, let's go.
Steve, I have to add a defect to your character sheet for that.
Really?
Nervous tick?
Nervous tick.
Really?
Awesome, he's like blur.
It's not a nervous tick, it's just I'm just really, really fast. I gotta talk fast.
They give you bonus points, dude.
Oh, they do?
Well, yeah. Right. Yeah, shut up and take it.
All right, I'll take it.
Shut up and take my defects.
Make me damage goods.
Shut up and be flawed, goddammit. Be well-rounded, for shit's sake.
Okay, bye!
Yeah, I'm not one for small talk, so let's just wait and see what our next
Just point me at what needs to be killed.
Loader doesn't say anything. He just stares at you.
See, I almost got a picture of Loader that goes really low, hold deep bones. Hold on. But he sounds like an old black man.
I've been nigh on pushing energon through these shafts for 20 odd millennia. I don't need your crap, NASA. I see NASA. What is wrong with me? Oh my god, that's terrible. I'm so sorry.
That's right. Loader is the biggest, blackest transformer. He just stands there and he stares at you.
All right. Sure enough. Someone appears down the alleyway. His particular vehicle form is that of a simple cruiser. He transforms in front of you, taps his logo. Greetings, Autobots. I have coordinates. You're going to be answering directly to Sentinel Prime. On this mission, you're expected to travel there in stealth. Hand you all the coordinates. Just list them off, but I'm not going to try and figure out what central coordinates are because I'm not psychic.
Go here!
25 nautical corrections off the 483 River. And, I don't know.
Yeah.
No one cares that much. No, you don't.
Shut up!
Let's see. You're going to be meeting directly with Sentinel Prime. He's expecting you. Yeah, try not to be detected by Alitron patrols.
Say we all get in the back of Loader over here.
Least conspicuous. Can he fit all?
Yeah,
all
see, I've got a pretty big vehicle mode. Can he fit me in there?
Not in vehicle mode, but he can in robot mode.
All right. Loader transforms into a truck.
All right, I'll take this time to get into Loader.
Climb in my butt.
This is
me. Pop in my rear, please. Don't delay.
Well, at least there's a little smelly thing. I don't know what to call it.
Air freshener.
As long as there's those, I'm okay.
All right.
I climb into Loader.
I want to make sure I want to be right near the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that if we are stopped by patrols, I'm like, I'm a gladiator. I'm going to something. Get out of my way. Yeah.
Moving on.
I'm so glad we got the transition sound in here.
Yes, we are. As you're traveling down the road, at first no one pays you any mind. But let's see if an Alitron patrol notices.
Wait, can we see outside?
You can't.
Okay. So it's just loading.
Yeah.
While we're traveling down, I'm going to activate my invisibility the inside motor so that if we do get surprised, at the very least, we have an ambush potential.
Mike, I have quick draw, so I can build to.
Are we getting away from patrols? I'm guessing
you're driving past patrols. Connell, you see this as Loader. You notice that the patrols keep eyeing you, but for some reason they can't seem to notice anything odd about you.
Gee,
there is nothing
now,
wrong.
Now this
Loader.
Is a big Mike game that I remember.
Wait till the ones start coming.
The ones are great.
Mother of God, man!
You rolled a 6 and a 5.
Man, we're not gonna get at least one. I'm just gonna be really cool. For you.
Okay, that's better.
Enough.
Okay.
Sure enough, eventually one Alitron patrol that's walking around transforms and puts up its hand in front of you.
The truck will come to a stop. Now, if I'm transporting energon and stuff like that, will I have some to use as bartering?
Do you want it on? Did you say you're gonna have it on you?
Well, if I transport energon, I would have some, right?
Yeah, were you transporting energon with you on a mission?
At this current point, that is up to you. Then I would say.
All right, fine. I'll let it go this time.
Okay.
So you guys have been sitting next to Energon, which you know is incredibly volatile.
I use that to make explosives.
Radioactive stuff, great.
It's not radioactive, it just blows up really well.
Yeah. And we can eat it.
Yeah.
And it's food.
A
small tray opens up on the front, and a little bit of Energon comes out on a tray, and he goes, Bar Wheat, Grana Wheat, Mini Bar.
Because it's canon. They respond, Bah, Weep, Grana, Weep, Mini Bong, and then they ask for more. You're going to have a problem if you remember the movie. They're going to want more.
Oh, no.
You ain't got no
Let them come to the back of the truck.
I'll give a little bit more only, and then close the front.
All right. As you do, they ask, where are you going, Loader? Loader bot? or whatever.
Wait, can we talk to him?
Transport. Yeah, you can talk to me in the back. Yeah.
We can talk to him so he can hear us, but nobody else can hear
us. I can hear you through my butt.
You have a very cavernous butt.
Way too bright-eyed for that.
Everybody, friends, climb in my butt.
We're the ass whisperer.
I can fit all of you in my rear at once. All right, so...
And one more for extra storage.
Yes, I've got room for at least one more. Right.
We're about the pace I thought we were going to be at. I'm okay.
Is there Transformers 4? Because this is slow.
Shut up, no. No.
Voltron.
Shut up, no. Okay, so I'm going to get in my...
Well, hang on. He's going to try and bluff.
All right, yeah. Okay. So if I'm bluffing, what's...
That's going to be a mind stats.
Oh.
Okay.
We have to roll under that?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'm an idiot.
Wait. We have to roll under mine?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm all right. I sort of.
Oh. What'd you get?
I got 7/4.
All right. Well, then let's try and bluff him. He's got to beat you.
Derpy hooves. Did he derp?
Shit. Go ahead. Let's...
Do I get any bonuses for the universal greeting?
No. They're
man.
Hungry. They're hungry now.
Man.
The Quintessons don't feed their soldiers well.
I was going to say, are they just as stupid as they are in the movie?
Or yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit, I thought they just degraded after being stuck on that planet.
Well, if they were smart enough, if they got any smarter, they might actually rebel. They don't take direct orders from the Quintessons.
Oh, shit.
That's why the Quintessons tell them to tell you to do things. You people to do things. Their advantage is there's numbers, and they are dumb as posts.
Like me!
Damn it. Well, what's your intelligence?
My mind is 3.
You're higher than them.
Wow, not by
really?
Much.
They're wow. Quintesson created drones. They are not doing well. Well, say something.
I'm just going to sit there quietly for a minute.
I'm going now.
Transporting Energon to
processing.
Over there. He's not
insert place.
Yeah,
here.
I don't know any of the places on this planet.
Just
so
make up
like,
a name, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, just like
Crystal City, Cyber Canyon.
First Street
Oscillating Road.
First Street of Tron.
It's sad because like the I told you guys house. All in advance, you're doing Transformers. You're doing Transformers. None of you did research.
Hey.
Butts.
I did enough when I was a kid watching the show.
Oh yeah, that's totally been helping you now while all the butt talk.
First Street of Tron.
Just had Tron. He was fine.
They look at each other. Low intelligence bot. All right, show us.
Show them something. They're stupid.
Give us a heads up.
Yeah,
they're
gonna say,
if stupid, just show them any fucking paper.
If I can talk into my butt. Where the guys are sitting in the back carriage.
We'll see,
if I can speak to just them specifically.
Yeah.
Get ready.
I'm gonna mount.
But hand them some like fake paper. They're dumb. They're not gonna understand.
Work. It's Transformers. They don't have paperwork.
I don't know. Whatever.
Or just show them
credentials. Show credentials or something.
Guys, I'm gonna transform and jump on top of me. We'll just blast them right with my cannon right in the face.
All of a sudden, you hear in the back.
As you start raising it, they see the glow of Energon. All right, good enough. Close it.
Never mind.
Click.
You bluffed really well for some reason.
Woohoo! He has a trustworthy
robot. No, he's not smart.
You guys realize I have the art of distraction, so I could easily distract any. Well,
it's like
crap.
They open up and there's 3 robots sitting at a bunch of crates of Energon. Nothing.
We're all good here. There's nothing.
Technically, there's only 2. It's slightly less space.
Yeah. You turn invisible and it's just
we are Energon,
the front, just like,
but we talk.
I didn't want to walk.
All right. Just closes the door.
That's your best law. You could have just said we're helping him offload it. He's getting transported somewhere. He's a player.
Fucking Autobots.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking Autobots.
All right, so
how did you win the war again?
You haven't yet. That's the point.
With leadership like
we
this,
we are terrible warriors for a reason.
Yeah. So you move right along.
Damn it! Come back here.
No, we're keeping that one.
Would anybody like a candy?
No, the one is in. I'm rolling more electronic.
Oh no, we want high.
Yeah, you want high. And okay. Another patrol notices you again.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the city is covered in Alatrons, too.
Like, how do I get anywhere legitimately?
Give the same greeting as before.
Oh, we...
Stop trying that! That was for jokes.
Minigon.
They pound you on the side. What are you shipping and where are you shipping it to?
Energon.
Where to?
This way.
He could be, they could believe he's stupid.
They look at each other puzzled.
Dumbest.
You got anyone in there that can speak for you that uses more than one syllable of word?
Don't look at me, man.
Help in the back.
Mm. All right. They knock on the back. Anyone in the back can speak for this one?
You guys have been hearing this conversation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get out.
I'll open all the door. Right. No. Yeah. Crates of energon back there.
We're dropping energon off at
Westminster Neutron.
Westminster Neutron.
I should penalize you for that.
No, just call it Cyber Westminster.
Fuck. Cyber Westminster. Yeah, we're going to Cyber Westminster, dropping energon off.
Steel Gorge.
Cyber Westminster drop.
Can I ready my rifle while invisible without drawing attention? Sure. I'm gonna ready my load.
I'll step out with
No. Don't step out yet.
We should. I'm a big guy.
They only know me.
Oh, okay. That case.
We're transporting energon to Cyber Westminster.
All right. What for?
Processing.
Oh, he's not going to see me. You heard that.
God!
Yes, he did.
Oh, you got another... From the back there, processing.
They did hear it.
Oh, jeez.
You got another guy in the back there?
Yeah, we've heard of trouble with along the roads of people trying to steal energon, so we're protecting.
What have you heard?
Just raids of trying to be able to steal energon. We haven't been told much. We're just here to guard the energon. That's all we've been doing.
All right. Carry on.
Quick thinking.
Yeah.
I go back inside. We wait till they're out of the way, and I go, fuck yes!
Do you want to sit up front?
Sure.
Yeah, that's a really good idea, actually.
I'll sit up front.
All right.
Moving on. You guys arrive at... a very odd place. You travel through several areas, and eventually you pass from the heavy industrial districts into what looks like it should be residential areas, which, of course, they have. Most Autobots, well, most Cybertronians, because Autobot is just a faction, most Cybertronians live at the factories. So it's puzzling, because you don't really, why would anyone have a residence? Either they live to fight or they live to build. As you pass through, you arrive, the coordinates list a place that says Mac Adams Old Oil House. 100 points. Anyone got that right?
Is that bar or whatever?
Yeah.
Cool.
And you're all puzzled because you've never heard of an oil house or a bar or Mac Adams. But it's there.
I would like to get out of loader.
You all exit?
I will decloak and...
I'll hop out of the cab and...
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to walk in the door.
Yeah, I'm going to follow.
Is the door big enough for all of us?
Thank you.
Now
we have robot form and then trudge his way over to the front. Yeah. Loader, when he's even in his robot form, Loader would stand at least a good distance amongst...
The doors are big enough. It's
okay. Would it be large enough that I can still walk through it?
Yeah, totally.
Do I have to duck a little bit?
No.
Okay.
It's Cybertron.
Yeah. Not everything's bigger on the inside.
Yeah.
It's also not take the TARDIS either.
You enter. The place is... there's a stairwell leading... There's actually an elevator leading down. You all take it, I'm assuming.
With elevator music?
Well, it's Transformers music, but yeah. It's all 80s synth, really.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's kind of music.
Because you're an English synth band doesn't mean that it's...
That's the thing for you? That the elevator music is 80s synth?
Jeez. It just feels like I've got, like a sandwich with too much grease on it. Like, that's the feeling
I
that
almost
that
expect
me.
At some point we're going to hear, like, some elevator music of...
You got the touch! Yes, ambush.
Anyway,
ambush a bot.
You land.
Ambush a bot.
The doors open up. About a dozen guns are pointed at you.
Oh.
Good morning.
Hold on, son.
They all tap their arms.
I tap mine on instantly.
Yeah, I tap mine and.
Yeah, I tap my chest plate.
All right, come on in. Guns are put away.
Wow, you guys will fall for anything.
They weren't Autobots before.
Okay, fair enough.
And also, shut up.
Shut up. You're an idiot.
Yes, I'm going to go up to whatever dispensary there is. I guess it's a bar.
Yep.
So I'm going to go and I'm going to order some oil.
I don't know why they drink oil. They
whatever
should
they
be energy.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, it's, I assume it's going to glow a little bit.
Yeah, it's liquid energon.
Yeah, liquid energon. That's fine.
You all can sit and drink as you see fit. Someone walks up to you. Who are you here for?
I'm here for Sentinel.
In the back.
Okay. Sentinel. I go over to follow him.
I can barely hear you. How can the mic?
I don't know. I'm just mumbling.
Is he leading us to the back, or are we?
He leads you to a door.
Okay.
Types in a code, and then I guess just for you all to go in. As you travel down, travel through, it's sort of a long, winding passage.
Yep, go.
Okay, we're still recording. That'd be bad. It's a long, winding passage that leads through and round strange corners. Eventually, you start hearing two heated voices talk. Alpha Trion, I understand your concerns, but I cannot carry this out. My priority is liberating the people of Cybertron. You must give heed to this. There is something wrong with the Autobots, any Cybertronian coming out of Kaon. They are too good at fighting. What do you guys do? Do you keep walking or do you stop and listen?
I would like to stop.
Yeah, I would like to stop.
Because
yeah.
I'm from Kaon, so I'm like, yeah. This is particularly of interest to me. Yeah.
What are you doing with my hammer over there, Dodd?
Pat Scratcher.
Okay.
You may want to wash it.
It's through my shirt.
You may want to wash it.
Thanks.
I don't know where you go.
The sewer. I hang out in the sewer.
See, are the turtles down there? Wash
yes.
It. Not just anywhere.
It's like that the Mel Brooks is like history of the world. Wash that. Caesar constantly pulling jewels out of himself.
But yeah. Getting back to the serious point. There is something wrong. The energon that's being produced in Kaon is triggering heightened aggression and greater combative ability. You say that like it's a bad thing. I'm sorry. If you haven't been noticing, we have been subjugated by the Quintesson so long, most of Cybertron no longer remembers where they come from. What do you expect me to do? Tell my best fighters and warriors, no, you can't fight for us. We need to completely clean out your energon system and rebuild you because you're too good at your job. I have enough problems with morality as it is. The unity that we have is the only thing that keeps us together. An Alpha Trion, well, someone who identifies himself as Alpha Trion. You've seen it. You know what's happening. The long-distance telescopes have been picking up the darkness. Stars are going out now. You know what that is. If you're right... It's going to take you millions of years to get here. I need my people free, Alpha Trion. I need them safe. Right? I can't afford to keep my people living like slaves. Afterwards, yes, I'll do everything I can to fix the Kaon Warriors. But I'm not going to do that to my people. That's not why I became a Prime. I became a Prime to save them. What do you have to back this up? Just your steward? Like, what is it about this person, this Autobot you keep... Is he even an Autobot? Yes, he's an Autobot. He's young. He's just someone I've come to trust with his insight. Never mind, I have enough problems worrying about security leaks. But no, I'm not going over this anymore with you, alright? My priority is liberating the people, and if everything goes right today, we could finally put an end to this. We could be free. And they stopped talking.
Right, loader reporting for duty.
You guys arrive around. You see two Autobots, one in purple and maroon, another one wearing blue and orange, because that's what Sentinel actually wore. He wasn't primarily orange. One you recognize instantly, it's Sentinel Prime. He's there waiting for you expectantly. The other one is an odd Autobot with a long mustache and a beard, metallic, which...
Is there like a standard... Autobots awesome. Greeting to someone of a Prime.
Hi.
Greetings. Oh, no, I meant like, I'm thinking like putting my arms to my chest.
Greetings, Commander. Bow politely, whatever you feel is appropriate.
Okay. I nod my head politely.
Okay, Sentinel Prime. Was he the guy that was in the third film? Live action?
Technically, yes.
Technically, yes.
The one that was on the moon?
Yeah, that's more. That technically is a lot more like Alpha Trion.
Yeah. Okay.
Sentinel Prime just looks like a young, well-built Autobot with blue arms.
So voiced by Leonard Nimoy.
No, not at all. He's young voiced.
Oh.
Leonard Nimoy, it's let's not get into the movies.
Let's get into the movies. Okay, that's fine. I'm trying to find a visual reference, but that's fine.
Yeah.
I'll show you a picture.
Okay. So, Loader would then walk in, turn to Sentinel Prime and go, Prime, and nod his head.
Loader, I'm going to walk in, not really say anything.
Rampage. You're going to gesticulate a little bit.
Wildshot.
And then I walk in, put my arm to my shoulder, and bow politely.
Quicksilver, I'm glad you're here. This is Alpha Trion, one of our oldest Cybertronians. He's a good source of information. He'll be helping you with missing information for this particular operation. All right. Now, the reason I've called all four of you here, as you all know, the Quintessons have a massive chokehold on this planet. This is through their control of the Allotrons and the Sharkticons. However, we could easily defeat them. The problem is the Guardians. For those of you playing the home game, if you look up Omega Supreme, the Guardians are all large, gigantic defensive robots that pretty much are built around cities to defend them. Omega Supreme is their leader and the most famous of them.
In terms of size, Loader's maximum height might come up to somewhere near their toes.
Yeah. They're kind of big.
If you're lucky, yeah. So they lock shit down.
However, if we see one, run!
Yeah.
Well, you do see them. They're transformed into their
alternate mode if one wants to pick a fight.
When they're not huge, like man-sized man robots.
They're space stations. They're like
city things, like massive fucking structures or something.
They're basically
like that,
city formers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, they don't transform into vehicles. They transform into towns.
And rockets and space stations and crap like that.
Kind of like the size would be kind of like what Unicron was.
No, Unicron's a planet.
Oh, yeah, but Unicron was big, though.
Think Metroplex.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
okay. She's
just, yeah.
Yeah. The big problem for us is getting around the Guardians. However, we've just finally gotten intel out of Iacon, which is the capital city of the Transformers, that the Quintessons do not have the best control of the Guardians. They're using a device known as the Omega Key to broadcast a control signal to them. If we can get that Omega Key, we can end this. We can end this today.
So whose front door do we have to kick in?
Maybe not kick in. What's going to happen is your group is going to infiltrate Iacon and retrieve the Omega Key as quickly and possibly as stealthily as possible.
What's the fun of that?
The fun is Omega Supreme doesn't wake up and kill you.
Be a good fight.
You would die.
It would be a quick fight.
You'd be like, hi, I'm dead.
Based on what I know about Omega Supreme specifically, I know that there's probably only one soldier in my unit right now who can possibly take him on, which is why he's coming with you as a backup in case everything goes terrible.
Please tell me it's Wheelie.
Megatron, would you come out, please?
Oh, son of a bitch.
I'm a character.
Megatron?
Patriot Megatron from the Gladiator.
Yep. A door opens up. Greetings, Commander. And fellow Autobots. There across the silver and gunmetal gray armor chest is the Autobot logo, and Megatron stands
before you. I feel dirty.
Dude, was Megatron an Autobot originally?
He was a warrior.
He was just like me, a gladiator.
He was a gladiator before he became a Decepticon.
Yeah.
He's basically saying
crazy.
Some bitch.
I'm tweaking history a little. I may make a try on a bot. I can do that. I'm a G-Man.
Man, you just blew my fucking mind, Mike.
That's fuck.
Does Megatron recognize me?
No.
What, because you were in the Gladiator Pits?
Yep.
Yeah. Megatron left the Gladiator Pits about 4 years ago. You thought he was dead? Clearly he's not. He's clearly fine.
He's part of the underground now.
Yeah.
So Loader would turn, look down at Megatron, and go, Megatron!
He's your height.
Oh, so he would look across and bow to him slightly.
Slow one. He's still Megatron. He's still a dick. That doesn't change.
Megatron, I've heard many great things about your combat abilities.
Who are you?
Rampage, fellow gladiator. Though I cannot hail to your combat record.
You're the one that Shockwave has been using for my test data.
Yes.
Thank you. I like the end product. And he taps his fusion cannon on his arm.
Look at my fusion cannon.
Yours is on your shoulder.
Yeah,
yours on your shoulder.
It's a beauty. Mine's on a 360 swivel, so good luck sneaking up on me.
Anyway. In the event that anything goes wrong, Megatron will be there to get you out of the situation. He will not be taking lead on this, of course. That'll be the four of you working together. Megatron, who do you want to be the one to wield your alternate form? And Megatron just looks around. Who is the fastest among you?
That would be me, sir.
Megatron transforms and lands against your head.
Holy shit.
Now you got the power.
Oh, great. Oh, man. Megatron's right in backseat.
Fuck.
I'd say that out of character.
Yeah, I would hope.
Pretty cool trick you got there, Megatron.
It is advantageous. It's going to be so hard to do his voice.
Just, we'll get when
you have failed me for the last time, Starscream.
That never held.
I kind of shiver a little bit as he attacked because I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, that's actually valid. You actually,
yeah, because I feel like I've seen them in gladiator fights before. So
Megatron is, of course, a very famous gladiator. Yes. He has an undisputed streak that no one ever matched.
Yeah,
and he was noted especially for his savagery.
But it also foreshadows, you know.
Yeah.
Quicksilver, you wield one of the mightiest weapons Cybertron has ever produced.
Yeah, pretty much.
Use it well.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to make an additional note as I was going across. I wanted Loader's face to be kind of like Soundwave in the sense that his eyes is just one solid visor across, and his mouth is like a slotted vent.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
So he just has like a vent thing that's under him.
Cool. Now, Sentinel speaks up. Now, here's the breakdown of Iacon, and a massive three-dimensional image shows up. It's, of course, if you remember the original cartoon, don't expect you to, but it's a massive dome, metallic dome that's all paneled in sort. Of course, with a clear glass dome on the top that can fold out in six pieces and collapse inward. Iacon's exterior wall is, of course, the same defensive fortitude it's always been. It's been impregnable. There are several access points in and out of the city of Iacon. There are, of course, the Energon drop-off locations. There's the sewage exit locations, as well as general worker and maintenance locations. But they're, of course, all guarded by Sharkticons. So if you need to get through, you even need to bluff your way past, or figure that out on your own end. There are all the room, any entry point has an emergency alarm, but if you disable any of and all the Sharkticons in the area, you should be able to get through without any trouble. There are, of course, the major districts. There is the Council Hall, which is controlled entirely by the Quintessons. There is the... Oh, it's all down. I put a lot of work into it, too. Yeah. There it is. The control of the Conclave Halls and the Residencies. Those areas are heavily guarded by the Sharkticons to protect the Quintessons from any problems. But the majority of the city itself has a minimal guard patrol, but there's always the center two guard formation. There is a way out we have prepared for you. There is an Autobot waiting for you at one of the garbage exits by one of the rivers. You can use that to get out. However, you cannot get in through the garbage ways because all the garbage trucks are all the garbage scows are checked on the way in to be emptied, not on the way out. There is, of course, the manufacturing district. They do produce their own transformers on site, as need be, but there are resource ferrying ends as well. The area you need to get to is here, and the dome falls away, and you see a large broadcasting tower appear from the city. This is the central broadcasting tower. We figured out that the control signal is coming from here, but we can't interrupt it. If you can get into the top of this area and get the Omega key out, well, you'll have a lot of problems, but the Guardians won't be able to respond anymore. Until you get there, stealth is your priority. After that, it depends on which Guardians decide to be loyal to the Quintessons. Hopefully none of them.
Seems simple enough.
One thing, though. There is one problem you have to worry about. If the glass dome opens up, that is Omega Supreme's way to get inside the city. If that glass dome opens up, it means he's coming. You will not survive a battle with Omega Supreme. Megatron might be able to slow him down. And there's no reply from Megatron, mostly because his pride is at doing the addition on that one.
Well, I think since we already have an Energon shipping truck, we load one energon. I'd be able to use that as a convenient way into the city.
I might be able to walk in with the rest of the workers.
Do you look like a worker?
Well, I lift heavy things.
Yeah, but you got your fusion cannon, your blades are sticking out.
Can I not retract my blades?
You can retract them in vehicle mode.
I think our previous setup before of us and back and me in the front, it seems like we could easily...
But if this is the capital city, security's going to be a lot tighter.
Plus, the Energon offload points are just where Energon offloads.
So
can we use the same excuse again of the fact that we're here to guard the Energon because it's of raiding parties?
My work, they're dumb, and we literally will have Energon.
Yeah.
Maybe I can escort Loader.
If you want to.
Yeah, all right. I'll escort. I'll transform.
I'm the Game Master. I can't tell you how well that's going to work.
So, what do you think, Loader? I transform ahead of you. You follow me. I'm your guard escort to raid protect against bandits.
He looks to you and he nods and goes,
And also, for visual sake, my guy's head, I basically look like Shockwave. Just the big glowing diamond.
Right, if someone could affix me to the top of Loader, I can stay in stealth mode with my rifle armed as a potential.
What's your alt mode?
Actually, on saying that,
okay,
cherry red.
On that suggestion, Loader would turn to you and say, "Low clearance," and kind of go like this with his hand over his head.
Oh right, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Then,
sit in the front.
I think basically both of us should sit in the front. I mean, we're driving Miss Dickface anyway, so.
Are you talking about Megatron?
Yes! That's the only reference I can think of.
Oh my god, you gotta do a drive by with Megatron at some point. Pow, pow, motherfucker!
If we do that, I'm totally gonna like fucking drive and then pull like one of those 360 fucking spins, and then all you do is you open the door and just step out of the car, like shooting Megatron at somebody.
Yes.
And the sound, no, for the record, the sound that makes is sick nasty.
I don't have that sound here. Hopefully, Dog can catch him later.
Sick nasty.
I can just see the spin move, and then like Megatron is just like walks out.
Have you ever seen that movie Red?
Yeah.
With Bruce Willis. It's effectively the same thing he does with the cop car. Just like pulls the car into a spin and just gets out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So can I instead of having a stabilizer for my my sniper rifle, like a standard tripod stabilizer, can I have a magnetic stabilizer so I can just clamp it on something?
Did you buy it?
Yes.
Take a defect.
Do you have any add bonus attribute points left over?
I do, yeah.
You got one? There you go. It's minor gear.
Right, cheers.
Spend it.
Yeah.
Would minor gear be things that I could use to turn the Energon into, like, rig explosives?
No, that's the major gear you've got.
That's the major gear I've got. Yes, that's right. Personal gear is listed as explosives. Okay, I've got, like, a level 8 in that.
What, explosives?
Yeah.
Harder powerful.
Yeah, no, I've got a total 12, so even if I roll 2 sixes, it's, like, just, is the only way that I can fail that. Are there any things I could add to that? Like, if I'm rolling my 2d6, are there any things that would like add to that number to make it more difficult if I'm doing more difficult things or making larger bombs?
That depends on it, but I'd add like a +2, maybe a minor modifier. That's my discretion.
Yeah, because I realized when I was putting a whole bunch of points into demolitions, I'd already actually put some points into demolitions.
No, so I just put some points into demolitions.
I just combined the two of them, and now I have a really big score. So I blow things up. What good?
I blow up shit good.
Okay, it's like
so
that,
nice how we romped through our childhood.
Just sitting
I've
in the
noticed
back
a lot of our games
with
go
the
really
of
dark.
John just playing around.
Our childhood games are always going really dark in our show. Solution.
No, it's like freaking Bane from that like Batman Forever, just walking around bombs. Blocks 5 feet over.
You're not even that dumb, dude. Alicons are stupider than you.
Yeah, I mean, he's just bad.
He's thought about a few words.
Yeah, or his vocal processors take a little bit longer to process.
That should be a defect.
It's kind of like how Grimlock, he speaks like a retard, but he's a tactical genius.
Yeah, we're going to add that to a defect, then, that you don't speak well.
Put Autobot retard.
No, it's, they're
I
actually...
take personal offense.
Hang on.
To that.
I'm going to look at the defect, actually, because I'm kind of curious.
That's a...
Cannot talk. The character can make sounds and communicate like a beast... but can I actually speak? No, that's not good. That's not it. I'll figure it out
later. You want to speak entirely in rhyme?
I can talk. I can just put down simple speech.
Yeah. What is he, 8 Mile? Come on.
So,
yeah.
Are we ready to roll out?
I'll just put that
Let's do it.
Oh.
I will transform.
And roll out?
Yep.
Are we ready to go?
Then Sentinel says, if you're ready, well, if you need anything, let me know.
All right, I'm not going to...
I can't supply you out there because I'm something of a wanted terrorist. But if you need anything, he is. Yeah, everyone knows who Sentinel Prime is.
He's like Morpheus.
Yeah. Or Osama bin Laden to the Decepticons.
To the Quintessons.
Sorry, to the Decepticons.
Because their future leader is sitting on Steve's hip.
Yeah!
Feel the power between your legs.
God, I no! I don't want to!
Come on, you get thrust.
Steve, you technically have the most dangerous hip check in the entire universe right now.
Yeah, I do. And I don't like it.
Alright, so we get outside the bar with no issue, I'm assuming.
We should maybe walk away before we transform.
Yeah.
Alright.
Gives
your command, Autobots, transform, and roll out. Anyway. I don't know when I'm going to stop doing that.
So before
it's not becoming amusing until that time.
Because everyone's just kind of humoring me. It's like, okay, let the GM have his thing.
It's pretty awesome.
No, it's awesome. I like it.
It feels very much like the show.
Right.
Yeah.
So I want to affix my sniper with the metal clamp to just outside the window where I'll be sitting.
And just so you know, at any given point, if you need me to do scout ahead, I can jump.
So are you sitting on the other side of the car?
No, I'm just going to be like... in the passenger door,
yeah.
Window down, rifle clamped across, so I can fire it.
Oh wow!
Yeah. And I'll just sit in the
tripod, so I can.
You'd be like, yeah.
I'll just sit in the driver. I guess I sit in the driver's seat. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. He can carry 5 people. It's up to him how that gets distributed.
Yeah, so like I've got mostly crates of energon and energon bombs in the back. So it would be if you guys want to sit up front and then you're going to be in front of me. I've literally got mostly an empty carriage.
Yeah. Cool. See, this is all what right. I love in Shadowrun. We had Rash.
Yeah.
Raz. Everyone interacted with him. No one wants to talk to Megatron.
I don't because I'm afraid I'm going to screw up.
Is Megatron staying totally?
He's on his hip. He's in gun form on his hip.
And he called me stupid. I want to talk to him.
Stupid.
He called me stupid. You mean?
He's like Megatron, Emperor of Destruction. You know?
He's a big meanie.
He's me with his fusion cannon and his evil ways and he yells at everybody. I don't know how Starscream puts up with it.
Where is Starscream?
It doesn't exist yet.
I fucking want to talk.
Actually, no.
Oh, fuck. I just realized I got quick draw. I got lightning. I can pull out Megatron.
You are going to wide earth some motherfucker.
Yeah, Starscream is currently working with
the other
Jetfire.
Yeah, the other.
As a scientist right now.
Yeah, the other as a fly.
Yeah. Cool. And they're working on the flight technology now as we speak.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. All right, so
Decepticons.
I looked at Megatron. Is this okay?
It's your blessing. It is sufficient.
All right.
You seem terrified of me. I'll take that as respect.
Yes. And inside, I'm like, fuck no.
I've heard stories about you, man.
I've heard things.
You mount people on bikes for fun.
So you're leading us.
Yep, I'm going to lead. We'll have a two-way comm going with Loader. And I will transform into my big-ass tank mode and start rumbling along the way.
Cool.
And I'm going into stealth.
And you head to Iacon.
Oh.
No. I don't want to stop doing that. I know it's bad.
No, you keep doing it.
It's bad game mastering, but I don't want to stop.
No.
So you arrive at the outskirts of Iacon at one of the Energon receiving areas.
All right, I'm kind of in awe because I have never seen Iacon before.
Yeah, it's the biggest.
And this is like...
Iacon City is the biggest city in Transformers.
It's like Shelbyville.
it's not fucking Shelbyville.
It's big. It's like New York. For Transformers, so it's even bigger. And the entire thing is covered with a machine dome and a glass dome on the top.
Hey, Quicksilver, you a good shot?
I'm okay, but Megatron's probably better.
Infinitely!
Yes, is what he said.
So why?
It's gonna get hairy. I have a feeling.
Oh, jeez.
I wanna make sure you know what you're doing with that great old champion Megatron here.
Would I? I'm asking the GM this.
What?
Would I be able to handle Megatron?
Can you handle the Majesty?
I feel like I'm holding Excalibur, and I'm afraid to break it.
You're holding the Sword of Absolute Evil.
Can I wield the Sword of Absolute Evil?
Can I wield the Sword of Absolute Evil?
Steve, you'll see. There's something fun for that.
Okay, all right.
So guess who didn't take Megatron to the test range before we decided to go on the fucking mission?
I probably should have.
And his name is Quicksilver.
Whoopsie!
So what's the Sharktagon situation looking like right here?
Well, the doors open for you. Well, the doors are there. They don't open because someone calls out the radio. What are you dropping off?
That's me.
Energon.
Doors open.
I will transform back into robot mode. And
I got a sound for that. You don't fucking stick it to
one. I will stand by the doors as if I'm supposed to be guarding him. So just kind of let him in. I'll stand near the back.
Hang on. Because it is odd that...
Shit. So they totally buy it.
Yeah, they totally buy it. They're like, with the escort?
Yes.
Damn it.
I'm sorry.
No, that's the game master talking.
Okay. He's like, that's the front guards. You escorting this Energon? Yep. Ah, shit.
Getting out the source by locals. You shut up.
Wait, who transformed what?
Just for folks at home who are listening, Mike's phone just keeps making Transformers noises by itself.
It possesses
at all random. Sparks.
It's happy.
Yeah.
It's got love. Now then,
I just by your crotch.
Shit, awesome. Anyway,
yeah, I just kind of like instinctually, like kind of put my hand on the hip just to.
Do they notice that he's?
Well, he hasn't gotten out of the truck.
Okay, truck moves in. So he's riding in the driver's seat. You can actually drive if you want. Do you suck at that or?
No one took driving.
I've got driving.
That's the thing. It's like I could pretend I'm driving. Like what the heck? Like,
do I? Because I'm the vehicle. Do I need driving skill in order
to? No, that's just movement.
Driving
is if you need to know how to drive another Autobot.
Fucking put your hands on the wheel. I'll do it.
Yeah, fine. I'll
look
do that.
Like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll
how much time we got left in this episode?
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Okay. So yeah, as you guys are unloading all of the Energon. You unload it.
So you gotta open up the back carriage.
I'm just sitting in the
your invisibility mode?
Instruct you, if you are moving things, not to touch certain crates in the back.
Okay.
Because they are not filled with energon.
So wait, where are we parked? Are we like just
you're
inside
parked
the gate?
In the receiving area. Where
it's all like a big loading dock.
Yeah, okay. And there's a conveyor belt to carry energon.
I'll stay in the cab unless I'm told to get out of the cab.
Well,
unless you want.
Well, hang on. As Connell opens up the back bay, of course, none of you were actually in there. The Sharktagons are like, "The heck is he for? Get him to unload. We're not doing it."
Fine, I'll get out of the cab and I'll start unloading.
Let's see if the Sharktagons notice a damn thing at all.
I love how we're running into the Derby Who's version.
The Sharktagons are stupid. I stat it accurately.
This is a trademark of a Big Mike campaign.
Shut up.
Big dumb NPCs. And terrible roles. You were born under a bad sign, I swear to God.
It's Gemini and shut up. Born under a bad sign for GMs. I'm great as a player.
You're fucked up as a player.
Yeah, I know.
Torturous bastards.
Hey, look. There's nothing wrong with torturous bastards.
Well, you put them in a bathtub full of vinegar, there is.
Yeah.
Yes, sick.
Just to try to be able to say hi.
It's not hi. I wanted answers, and I wanted a guarantee.
Anyway,
moving on. Actually, we're getting pretty close to the end, so you're unloading.
Yeah.
They don't notice the gun on your hip.
Well, even if they do, I could easily explain it away.
Yeah.
Or no, I could just distract them to not look at the hip.
It's just a sidearm. Yeah, like sidearm. It's just, like literally, we have an escort. It would stand to reason the help would have a sidearm.
I just have a very
you just don't have natural weaponry, so you need a sidearm.
Exactly. I just wanted the biggest gun I can get.
You got the evilest gun you could get. We are running down the hips.
Nasty.
So, as you guys unload the last of the Energon, the hatch closes. All right, you can be on your way now.
Up inside the city or something. Maybe we have to go further in.
We have to go further inside the city. We have to drop off a few other items.
Okay. Roll your mind.
Munitions. Say we're dropping off munitions.
No, say that. Well,
drop off munitions. Come on.
Come on, Steve.
I rolled exactly a 5. I'm good! Double sixes, bitches! Critical fail on the GM!
Spider eye.
As we wrap this episode of the Warriors of the
I roll amazing! You don't roll shit! Yeah. I rolled exactly a 5.
So I hate you guys.
Wait, did we figure out if you tie on your score that you're trying to roll under?
I'll fight
that's another thing. We probably should have told people what system we're playing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well,
if you haven't figured it out by now.
Yeah. Well, just to explain why the Game Master is doing so poorly, we are running Transformers in Big Eyes, Small Mouth. However, the episode has come to a wrap because I'm going to go in the corner and cry. Once again, I've been Big Mike from the 404s.
Mike the Birdman Dodd, otherwise known as Rampage.
Julian Wildshot Spilling.
Colin Macbeth, also known as Dr. Holocaust, playing Loader.
And Steve Snowball Sailor. And of course, these episodes are brought to you by OffworldDesign.com. Use coupon code BROBOOBS. You'll be able to get some discount at checkout on amazing merch. And you can also go to NobleKnight.com and you can be able to get some great books where out of print is available again. Some fantastic out-of-print books we just played with Star Wars not too long ago that I have the book for that Mike was able to get from NobleKnight.com. So thank you very much. And, yeah, so that's it for These Words Are Terrible. Tune in next time to see if the GM does any better in his dice.
Shut up.
You know,
changing stats during the break.
Double sixes. Double sixes. Just saying.
If this was MechWarrior, that'd be awesome.
All right, and so let's transform and roll out to the next episode.
The Transformers will return after these messages.
You have just listened to This Week in Geeks. These warriors are terrible. Did our terrible warriors succeed in saving the day? Did someone do something completely insane and stun the GM into a stupefied silence? And lastly, did someone get punched square in the goodie bags? Also, are there any settings or RPG systems you'd like the Terrible Warriors to visit? Do you have your own shameful, awesome, or just plain silly RPG adventures? Tell us with a comment on this episode post, or email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. Until next time, geeks and gamers, the dice has been put away, the books back on the shelf, and the Cheetos stuck to the floor. For these warriors are terrible!